I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but you can develop a playlist from the songs that CFX does every week. You can talk with Brent about that. There's a wonderful way that you can download the songs that are sung here every week and then sing along with them during the week. And then we'll call on you as soon as you learn them, and you can stand up here and be a part of the group.
I'll be right here at the end of the service.
Yes, yes. But actually, Polly and I were taking a trip out of town one day, and we just put that on and listened to it. And gosh, we were blessed. Had to watch the speed limit, but other than that, it was great. Well, you know, this story from Luke's gospel is so special. Who is it that tells it so well every year on TV, if it still is on TV? But we see it on DVD, Linus, you know, the Christmas story. Isn't that amazing? Well, Linus isn't here today, but this story means a lot to me, and this is just a small little part of the story. So let's listen for the good word, the good news for today. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then suddenly there appeared before them an angel. An angel of the Lord appeared before them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Messiah, a Savior, the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." And when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I have some simple questions just to guide us through this message today from Luke's gospel. Good news for all people, and today good news for the shepherds. Good news for those on the margins. The shepherds were living on the margins. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean for someone to live on the margins of life? Well, I'm glad you asked. But it means simply to live on the edge of, not really noticed, not a part of the inner circle, but on the edge. So the shepherds lived on the edge of society. And a lot of that had to do with the nature of their work. In caring for sheep, they were outside workers. And they needed to be with the sheep at all times, morning, day, and night. And they would be out on the hills because the sheep needed to be in pastures. And so by nature of their work, these people were often unseen. They were those people working special jobs. But these were not esteemed jobs. Matter of fact, I don't know if this song existed back then. It could have existed. "Mamas don't let your babies grow up to be shepherds." Nobody wanted their children to grow up to be a shepherd. No. It was hard work, like I said. It took you away. You really didn't have a place to live. You roamed around a lot. And in Jesus' time, many times they'd try to be near a village where they could find places to stay and get some relief and help from time to time. But still, they were practically nomads, didn't have a home. It was not the best paying job, in other words. And furthermore, when you're around sheep, you begin to smell like the sheep. And that's okay. I mean, you know, after a while you get used to that. But what that meant in their day and time was that you were unclean and you didn't enter a temple because they had laws of holiness that included cleanliness. And so to be a shepherd meant to be a person on the margin of society, a person often not seen. Well, that's where the angel announced the good news. The good news was first announced to persons who lived on the edge of society. Shepherds. What's the significance for that? They're just telling the story and this is what happened? Or is Luke after something here? Yes. And what is the significance that it is to shepherds? Persons who weren't even expecting good news. They weren't expecting anybody on the night shift. Part of why they were terrified was that anyone spoke to them at all. The good news first announced to the shepherds has a significance here. And it has to do with this, about who God is. God has a special concern and love for those who live on the margins. Now in the Old Testament, it says over and over again, God has compassion for the widows and the orphans. And many of the laws that were ratified for God's people, and notice, for God's people to observe, was to take care of the foreigner in your land because you remember the time that you used to be a foreigner. So the significance here is it's reinforcing this idea that God has a special compassion for shepherds, for people who live on the margins. Well, Jesus, think about this. Jesus was born on the margins to an unwed mother. His mother was engaged, which meant she was practically married. But still, she was very young, not of high society. He was born into poverty because when he went to the temple to be presented, the offering was the offering of the poor people, two turtle doves. So he was born in a far out place. There was no room in the inn, born there and laid in a manger. Jesus, in many ways, from the very beginning, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, He dwelt among the margins. Now in Matthew's Gospel, we see how His family at one time had to live like refugees. Because why? Because of the threat of King Herod. And so Joseph packed up his family and they fled briefly for a while in Egypt as refugees. So, what's the significance of that? The significance of that is that Jesus understands what it's like to live on the margins because He lived there Himself. In His ministry, Jesus got into trouble. He got into trouble not just because He ate with sinners. That may have made Him unclean, but He really got in trouble for this, that He said that these people had a seat at the table of the kingdom of God. And that's what got Him into trouble, about saying that the kingdom of God was for these people. Well, what did He mean by that? Well, this is why Jesus came. He came to save the sick and seek and save the lost. And sometimes I have a problem with the word lost. So I say to save those who are simply misplaced. They're not in the place that they should be because either they don't know about it or life has turned things upside down and they're out of place, but they're not at the table. And Jesus came to seek and save those persons who couldn't find their place to the table, to let them know that. So that's the significance. Jesus had a mission on earth to reach all persons, especially those whom we would consider lost or misplaced. Of the many sayings of Jesus about who he was, and he had many sayings about who he was, the I am sayings of John, there are about seven of those I am sayings, but one of them is, I am the good shepherd. And Polly alluded to this. I think this is so special. Is there any significance here? Yes. As Polly already pointed out. You see, it was those on the margin, the shepherds who first went to see Jesus after hearing good news. And then when Jesus got up and started his ministry, he referred to himself as a shepherd, as if he wanted to redeem the work that shepherds do. Because all work can be work that has dignity to it when we realize for whom we work. And so Jesus does the very work of a shepherd. Jesus is not afraid to be around us sheep and sometimes to smell like us. And Jesus dignifies the role of a shepherd. Matter of fact, you know, when we elect bishops, we begin to say, now you're going to be the shepherd of the church. And we give them a staff. And it's dignified. Because Jesus Christ redeemed that work of shepherding. He lifted it up and elevated it to a significant place. He performed the task himself. Now, what does all this mean for the church? Well, this is what we're all about. Well, we are the church. So I've been thinking, now, what does this mean for the church? Good news for the margins. What does it mean for us, the church? Well, it means if we want to be with Jesus, if we want to join him in what he's doing in the world, if we want to understand more fully what is good about the good news, we can't ignore the persons on the margins. We need to have a ministry to and with persons on the margins to the end that there aren't margins. The center and the margins come together. I can imagine a shepherd saying something like this. Society drew a circle that shut me out. But Jesus drew a bigger one that took me in. And I think that's what it's about as a church. It's drawing the circle bigger. Enlarging our fellowship, becoming one with those who are on the edge of life. And the troubling thing for me to consider is this. Not troubling in the sense that it's going to do me in, but troubling in that it's going to cause me to repent and to change. And what it is this. With whom will I celebrate Christmas this year? I'm mindful of so many different stories of persons who chose to celebrate Christmas just a little bit different. It can be almost any little thing, and no little thing is a little thing when it's done unto God. It becomes a big thing. But I'm mindful of people who just do a simple act of kindness to a stranger. I'm mindful of And this was a minister, he was a retired Methodist minister, that on Christmas Eve, he would go to the local bar. Now, he wouldn't drink, but he'd sit with something to drink. And it wouldn't take too long before he'd hear someone that seemed to be looking for someone, not even knowing who that someone was. And the minister would first of all offer the ministry of laying ears on a person. Just listening. And it didn't always happen like this, but on many occasions it happened like this. By the end of the evening, they had a discussion about Christmas Eve. And what did it really all mean that Jesus came? And that man, so often, would embrace those with whom he talked with the strong arms of Jesus so that they knew Jesus. Now, get me right on this. I'm not going to a bar this Christmas Eve. But who will I notice? And that's my problem, and that's what's troubling. Because so often I have blinders on and I don't see the persons on the margins. On my way to get there, I go past these whom I do not see. So the challenge for me is this, is to think about with whom will I celebrate Christmas this year? And will I be open to enlarging the circle of fellowship and celebration with those on the margin? I read something in the newspaper. It was truly inspirational. Now, I don't know why I'm sharing it now, other than you'll probably go back and read about it now. You read the newspaper. But did you read about that 91-year-old man that pushes shopping carts back into the grocery store, and he makes friends with everybody who comes there, and now everybody wants to go shop at that grocery store because this 91-year-old man who every once in a while just breaks out in a little dance and a little song, and they don't know anything more about this man other than when they're around him, they see someone filled with joy. They see someone ready to share an act of kindness. They see someone who's, why are you here? Now, I don't know why that man is really there. But we should be able to say while we're there, do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord. And that's when it becomes real, in those moments. And that's when it can become real now and any moment. Polly and I invite you for prayer. And we would pray that you would open up your heart, first of all, to know that you do not need to fear, that Christ comes for you. And Christ comes for me. Christ comes for all people. We would open up the invitation to prayer. But we also open up the invitation for you to enlarge your Christmas this year and share it with someone else. Let us stand.